Hello, Virginia. I feel really good today. I want to talk about sundials today.
Oh, great. I love your sundial, and it's the signature piece on your website.
Well, it's one of them. It's, there's a lot of different types of sundials, but I took one back in the late 90s when I lived in St. Croix, and I made it a signature piece, copyrighted it, and I had the U.S. Virgin Islands on it. It was an armorary sphere. It's a little round pendant, and it opens up into a little sphere, and it's very mechanical because you can adjust the latitude on it. And it's just really cool. It's a conversation piece.
Oh, John, I totally love it. The minute I saw it, I was absolutely fascinated. And then when I started talking to you further about it, you were telling me how you use it and set various different colored gemstones, diamonds in it, that, you know, you totally customize it for whoever wants it. That
yeah,
for
so jewelry's sake. Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah, it's they're great conversation pieces. They're very, very unusual. And people can't get over how mechanical they are. They actually, you can change the latitude on it. There's a little center bar in the middle of it called a gnomon that has, it's supposed to have an arrow, but the arrow would catch on sweaters. So I just put a little diamond on the arrow end.
Oh,
so you
cool.
point, you would point the diamond north. And instead of the arrow, it would be the diamond that represents the arrow. So it didn't catch on anything. It was like very user-friendly. Didn't catch on anything. But
John, it's probably a design you did a little tweaking on over a period of time, depending upon the wearer and who wanted it. Because I remember you telling me that somebody wanted it actually for a key ring, but most people really want it for a pendant, right?
Right. They're actual working instruments. They do something. And it's really cool to get out there. There's a 15-minute variable because it's solar time. But they're just too cool. They're just too cool. And you can wear them open. You can wear them closed. I can put stones on them. I've got some with Savorites all the way around at the store right now. They're just fun.
They are fun.
See, Virginia, I would also take clients outside and show them how that worked.
So, I remember when you did that with me, I was amazed.
It was sort of fun. So what we did is first you set your latitude. So you grab the pendant by the bail, and the bail has a little arrow in it. And then you could grab the whole pendant and twist it. It was on a slide. So you could, and on the back of it, it had the numbers for your latitude. And you would set them to your latitude that you were at. Like, we're here about 27 degrees. It's close enough for hand grenades with that. But it's like, what you're doing is you're changing that gnomon angle to celestial north. Okay, so all you got to do is point the stone, the arrow end, basically north, and you got it.
Wow.
Okay, so then you open the little sphere up, and then you just get calm with it, and you look at the shadow from that little gnomon on the inside dial of Roman numerals, and it'll give you the time, you know, with that 15-minute variable.
That is fabulous.
And people go, ah.
Seen big sundials, obviously, and it's easier to follow a shadow. But, I mean, that's what's so cool about these is that they actually really work.
Yeah, they work. You know, they're more of a conversation piece, but they work.
Yes.
And they're fun. That's all there is to it.
They're fun and beautiful. And the fact that they work is what's so cool.
Oh, God.
And so you have this beautiful piece of jewelry that you adorn yourself with, and you wear on either a long chain or a cord or a strand of pearls or beads or anything else. And then, you know, lo and behold, it also functions and works.
Right. It cracked me up because I was selling jewelry to a lady there, and she had her husband with her, and he was a pilot, and he never wore any jewelry, I later found out. And he looks down, and he sees this thing in the case, and he heard me talk about it, and he grabbed my wife and pointed down to it. He pointed at it and then pointed at himself. He says, I want that.
That's how quick people make that decision. Yeah.
It's mechanical. It does something.
Yes.
And she was shocked.
But
she
goes, a guy who loves a great mechanical watch that does things.
Yeah,
they does love a pendant
right.
That's really just...
Mechanical. It
mechanical.
Does something instead
it
of
does
just
something.
You know, instead of just looking pretty, it's got a purpose.
Right.
So they're pretty cool. I like them a lot.
Oh, I think they're beautiful pieces, John, and I know they've been very popular over the years, and you know, of course, the fact that they're all customized. So
I do a lot of different types of them. I've got a lot with hand engraving them. I've got some with some leaf patterns in them. Just to change them around a little bit, make a little some different variations on the same thing. That's still a working sundial.
Wow, that's what's so cool about it. It really is something.
They're fun.
That's a gorgeous piece of jewelry to adorn yourself with, but it actually works.
All right.
Great.
Well, bye for
love
now, Virginia.
Love the sundial.